and got too many saints, we don't know spiritual things. And that's why so many things are happening, because we don't know how to stop them. Then we'll go on and say, God's in control. No, he's not. No, he's not. He put you in charge. How much sense does it make? I give Tyrone my key in my car, and he's driving down the road, and Tyrone said, well, Jimmy's in control. You look and say, what's the matter with you? I thought you were driving the car. You see how silly that is? He told you to go. You can read it in the scripture. He said, you go in all the world. And see, we got to get rid of that, because that hurt people. And sometimes when we do that, people get upset. But we need to get upset if we don't want to take correction. Because you don't need to be putting that out there. God is not in control. If he was in control of this world, if he's in control of what's going on in this world, I don't know if I want to follow him. Because he's doing a what? A poor, poor, poor job. Just look at what happened. Riots everywhere. Women are being raped. Babies are being killed. People starving to death. Wars everywhere you turn. And he's in control. And you say he's good. He's a good God. Do you call that good? Come on now. Let's wake up. I know we pick up stuff, we got to shake some stuff. Habits we've been doing, I mean, we got them. And I'm constantly working on me. I guess I'm the worst one. And I'm going to get up here and teach you, and I'm all out of order and have no discipline in my life. How am I going to be a teaching example to you? I won't pray. I tell y'all need to get on that prayer line and pray. You don't ever hear me on that. Come on now. Yeah, I'm in charge. Y'all go ahead and pray now. No, that's not right. I tell y'all to give and I don't ever give nothing. That ain't right. That's not right. We lost the stream. Can we get it back? Because we got to get moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And are we communicating?
Amen.
Glory to God. I just pick it up on my pad. I don't know what happened to the screen. Hallelujah. This technology is so fine, so fine, so fine, so fine. Okay, he said. Now listen to what he said. He said, until the day in which he was taken up after that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandment. That's where I stopped. Notice he given commandments, plural, commandment. That's not one. But unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Why did he give it to them? Because he expected them to carry out what he gave them.
Amen.
Now you follow me now. He expected them to carry out what he gave, not go out and do something what you want to do. And this is how people get in trouble. This is how people get in trouble. This is how people get misled. They go out and do something. And this is why he made sure that you and I and our generation would get a copy of this. What he gave them. So we could follow instruction. I can stand here and teach it. Then if I don't teach it right, you can go read and say, look. And you got the Holy Spirit in you. Say, he didn't say that right. So you don't have to do that. And you get to praying for me. So get his eyes open so he can see how to teach it right. Or get somebody up there that know how to teach it. Come on. I don't need to be up here messing over you. No, I don't. Trying to put on a show. Trying to make myself look important. I'm serving the King of Kings. That makes me important. I don't have to try to be important. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, whom he gave to what? The instruction to the apostles. And turn with me, Hebrews chapter 2. Go give me Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, real quick. You need to see this. Therefore, we ought to give the most what? Honest heed to the thing which we have what? Heard, lest at any time we should what? See, you can see, you if you don't keep focus on what's been given, you let them slip because you got all kind of stuff out there around you. People talk all kind of stuff. People looking to take advantage of you. Just like you get calls on your phone, all kind of scam, trying to get your money. Well, you don't think people's out trying to scam you from this word? That devil trying to scam you. And that's why you don't need to let stuff slip. Well, I'm just going to stay at home tonight because I'm kind of tired. You need to get yourself up and get on out there. Stop making them excuses. Because I'm telling you, it's going to catch up with you down the road. It's going to catch up with you. It's one thing to have something to come up you have to take care of. But just to lay up there every Wednesday night and Sunday morning, I don't work hard all week long. You ought to be thanking God you were able to work hard.
Amen.
Get rid of excuses. Because there's some things that Dad taught us when we was at Raymond. There's some things are taught and there's some things are caught. And if you're not there, you're not going to catch it. When that quarterback give that route to his receiver, if he run that route and he's not there and he throw that ball, and he's not going to catch it because he's not there. But if he'll run the route like he laid out when he throw the pass. So therefore, we ought to give the more honest heed to the thing which we have heard. Have y'all heard in the word? Well, y'all ought to give some honest heed to it. I'm about to give you some more.
Amen.
Lest at any time we should do what? Let them slip. Go ahead. For if the word spoken by angels was what? Well then, and every transgression and disobedience received a what? Just recompense a reward. Go ahead. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How are you going to walk in hell? You letting it slip, these words. How are you going to walk in prosperity and you letting it slip? How are you going to have peace of mind? You letting it slip. Come on now.
Come on, great job.
And this is why we don't follow fads, theories, and stuff that look good. We follow the Spirit and the Word. Because the Spirit and the Word is always right. And if we don't know them, how can we follow them? That's why we're teaching you. So when they come up with the phony stuff, did not the Scripture tell us in I think it's in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11 chapter, Satan transformed himself into an angel of light. He said, do you think it not strange that his minister do the same? Yeah, they do. What are they after? To deceive you, take advantage of you, get your money, get you off track, and get you confused. They don't care nothing about you. That's why he want to mix them among the congregation. But we need to be so full of the word they can't mix. Come on. Hallelujah.